In this episode of Bonding Through Science Snacks, I'm thrilled to have you joining me for an intriguing journey through the science of sizzle. We know food is integral to life, not only because it nourishes us, but because it tells a story at every meal. Today's episode will unravel the mystery behind the delightful sounds and textures we encounter during cooking, focusing specifically on two breakfast favorites, bacon and eggs. To kick off, let's think about that satisfying sizzle of bacon in a hot skillet. Why does it crunch so perfectly? Part of the magic lies in the chemistry of bacon itself. Bacon is comprised of fat, proteins, and water. As you heat it, the fat begins to render out. That means it melts. The moisture, or water content, evaporates, creating steam. This process causes that familiar sizzling sound. When the water escapes, it leaves the bacon crisp and perfectly crunchy. Furthermore, this transformation involves a fascinating chemical reaction known as the Maillard reaction, where sugars and amino acids in the bacon react at high temperatures to produce a rich flavor and brown color. Temperature is critical when it comes to getting that perfect crunch. If your temperature is too low, the bacon might end up greasy as the fat doesn't fully render out. Too high, and you'll risk burning before it's fully cooked and crispy. Achieving that golden balance where the fat has rendered, moisture has evaporated, and just the right level of reaction has taken place is what leads to perfection. It's not just about sensory delight. It's about understanding how precise heat management enhances our cooking process. Now let's unravel the mystery behind why eggs puff up when cooked. When we cook eggs, especially if we scramble or make an omelet, you'll notice they expand or puff up. How does this happen? The science here is rooted in the makeup of eggs. Egg whites, primarily composed of proteins and water, trap air when beaten. Upon heating, these proteins coagulate and firm up, and the air within those whites expands. Depending on the cooking method, say, frying versus scrambling, the thickness and texture can change vastly, an invitation to experiment in the kitchen. Different cooking techniques affect this texture. For instance, scrambling can create a soft, tender dish if gently folded and cooked at a lower temperature. Meanwhile, frying locks the structure in place quickly, leading to a firmer texture. The delight of making eggs is an excellent opportunity for a quick science experiment with your kids. Watch closely as they change and invite your child to wonder about the transformations unfolding in the pan. I recommend trying some simple activities to visualize these concepts. For bacon, explore the effects of cooking it over different levels of heat and keenly observe which temperature renders the crispiest outcome. For eggs, beat them thoroughly to introduce as much air as possible and compare how they puff up under varying temperatures and cooking methods. Encourage your young scientists to note what they see, hear, and smell. It's a fantastic way to introduce the scientific method. Question, predict, experiment, and conclude. Cooking together provides a wonderful opportunity for bonding and education. It's an ideal setting for fathers to foster curiosity and a love for learning in their children. These kitchen experiments will transform into fond memories and create rigorous observational habits. As fathers guide their children through these activities, they're not just teaching about food, but instilling a scientific way of thinking and encouraging discussions about our world's fascinating inner workings. That brings us to the end of today's episode, The Science of Sizzle. Thank you for spending these 5 minutes with me as we delved into the culinary chemistry and physics that make everyday cooking an exciting scientific investigation. We've uncovered why bacon crunches and how eggs puff up, gaining insights into heat management and the processes at play with everyday ingredients. Remember, bringing science into your cooking routine is not only fun, but creates lasting memories and strengthens family bonds. I hope this episode has inspired you to explore the intersection of cooking and science in your own kitchen. Until next time, keep experimenting and enjoying your time with family.